Hey there, everyone, and welcome to the Destinations Podcast. We're so excited to have you on the call today. I am in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, handling and hosting a amazing group. And I'm just looking out over here over the beautiful blue Bay of Banderas, sitting in on my balcony of the Grand Fiesta Americana Hotel, just an amazing location. And on the phone with me today, I'm super excited to introduce everyone to a really, really good amigo, a wonderful friend and partner in the industry, Sergio Pizzagalli from Alchemy DMC. So grateful to have him with us. And Sergio is one of the founders and a managing director of Alchemy DMC, a wonderful destination management company that is just known for creating amazing, wow-inducing events all over the country of Argentina. So without further ado, Sergio, welcome to the call, and thank you for joining me.
Hola, Kip. ¿Cómo te va? Greetings from Buenos Aires. How are you doing? Fine?
So good. So good. And thank you again for joining me. I've been so excited to bring you on. Since you and I met back in September, you hosted a FAM, and I've never been to Argentina. I've been in neighboring Brazil and lived there for actually a few years and have taken events back, but never over onto the Argentina side. And it was amazing to meet you and your team and just to be wowed every step of the way. And so I have just been itching at the chance to introduce you to the people that listen to us, to our clients, to other people in the industry that need to get to know you. So again, thank you. It's just great to be with you. So really, first off, Sergio, you have an awesome story, and I think we need to start there. We need to learn a little bit more about you. So tell us about what part of Argentina are you from? Growing up, what were your interests, your hobbies? You got to tell us a little bit about rugby. Because I know you were just an incredible player in rugby, and then I really need to get into how you got into our industry. So, Sergio, where are you from? Tell us more about yourself.
Okay. First of all, thank you very much for giving me the chance to be in your show. As you said, I've been born in Buenos Aires. I am 39 years old. So my passions, I think, are three. One is rugby. The other one is a travel business. And I think that the strongest one is fly fishing. So I am crazy about fly fishing. And all of my free time, I try to travel all around the world, and mainly Patagonia, to look for those amazing trout that we have here. After my college, I studied hotel management. I was focused on service for my entire life. I remember cooking asados at home with my father and always be the first about helping and assisting my mother to serve the drinks, the table. And I think that was the beginning of my maybe my amateur career about working in family events. So at the beginning, I say, okay, let's start with the hotel business. After I finished my hotel management career, I decided to continue with economics at the Buenos Aires University. And at the same time, I started with working at the Emperador Hotel. That is a nice hotel in Buenos Aires. I started as a bellboy and as a concierge. And then I moved to the Four Seasons, where I really start, I think, my serious career, because I learn about how is to work with international standards and how to follow how service should be. Okay, so I spent there almost 3 years. So imagine that was working from 7 a.m. up to 4 p.m. then going to the university, and after that going to my rugby club to train. In Argentina, rugby is amateur, so we have a very, very good level of sport, but it's amateur. So most of the players in Argentina those days, because now we have a little professional part of the sport, we used to work, we used to study, and then we train. What means only sleeping 5 hours per day and like a crazy speed. That was, I think, one of the toughest moments, but happiest moments of my life. I used to play as a half crown, that is number 9, like a mariscal, as you say, for American football. That is the guy who is leading all the team. And also as a fly, that is the number 10. So I used to mix with both positions in the field.
That's so great. Well, hey, I love the story about your family, and I actually want to maybe back up and talk to you a little bit about that. Really, from what I noticed, from a deep, very deep level, it seems like in Argentina, hospitality is taught at the family level. And I think you were mentioning that, you know, as far as what your parents taught you, it seems to me that everyone that I met, even though they weren't maybe in the hospitality industry, they seemed to have a very gracious way about them, and they were very welcoming and almost treating you like family. So what is it about the people of Argentina? Is do you feel that is just something that is part of the culture, part of the family? It's just how to treat people and how to be hospitable.
I think that Argentina is a huge mix of cultures. You know that our country, our society is quite young. We don't have more than 200 years. And it's a mix of mainly European nationalities. For example, my origins are mainly, of course, Italian. My family name is Pizzagalli, so it's impossible to be from another part of the world. And my mother's side is Spanish. So Argentina, I would say that the society is maybe 40% from Spain and 40% from Italy. And all the rest is a mix of British, from Croatia a lot, from many, many parts of the world. What makes an Argentinian a friendly person, right? So as you may know, that all the Italians and the Spanish people, everything is about food. So in Argentina, it's more or less the same. Everything is about food. It's about long meals. And of course, about doing barbecues. So for us, doing a barbecue is something really serious. It's not a joke. For us, it's lighting the fire 3 hours in advance. You maybe host your friends that they are coming without their wives 3 or 4 hours before. So they help us. They help me with the fire. They start to do a picada. Picada for us is like snacks, like a salami and cheese with a nice beer or with a traditional Malbec from Argentina.
Yeah.
So we just stand up watching the fire and watching a massive piece of beef, maybe more than 10 kilograms in only one piece, and just chatting about things that we've been doing from the last 20 years. Because, for example, my friends, they are from the primary school. One part of my friends and the other friends, my main friends, I'm from the rugby club. So we know each other since we were maybe 5 or 6 years old. So, and again, in Argentina, friendship is very important. It's extremely important. So the friends that you have from your childhood are the friends that you will keep until the end of your life.
Yeah,
so
wow.
We start with that's strong. That's very strong in Argentina. And then maybe when we cook the barbecue, 1 hour before we serve the barbecue, then the wives arrive, okay? And then we share the meal. But we guys is like maybe 5-6 hours together, okay? It's a long meal, and then of course the wives arrive with the kids, with everybody, and then we do like a big celebration for nothing special, just to meet and to speak with friends.
Oh, such a wonderful, wonderful part of the culture where everything is slowly cooked, friendships are deep, and people are so welcoming as well of new people. I felt instantly, you know, a part of the culture. People wanting to show me, and we're so excited to showcase everything about it, whether it was the barbecue, the asado, or the mate, or really any part of the food experience and the cultural experience was so fun because people were so excited to share their knowledge and their history and so willing to welcome, you know, an outsider like myself into their inner circle. And that's how I felt with you is that, you know, even though I'm a potential client of yours, I feel like that if we didn't have that connection, the same level of care and hospitality and warmness would have come across to almost a complete stranger. If someone wants to know more about Argentinian culture, go no further than your asado. It is just so fantastic. So, okay. So family, friends, the culture, it's all about food. It's about friendship. It's about warmness. But you as getting started in the industry, so interesting from bellboy at a hotel all the way up to creating events for large companies, experiences for, you know, small, medium, large companies. So how did you know from your point being bellboy, getting your first start into the industry, did you know that you would gravitate more into creating experiences and getting into that side of the business?
You know, I think that my history is very, I may say that it's very interesting because, as you said, I started as a bellboy, and I remember that I used to work there and to say, okay, one day I would like to have my own company and to develop something unique. But it is always some thoughts that you have in front of the hotel that you spend maybe hours and hours just stand up there, just waiting for the guests to come, where my thoughts were all around my mind. One day, I made a check-in from one guy from Norway. That is very interesting. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, okay, I am checking Buenos Aires because I would like to do a big incentive. I was only 23 years old. So I said, okay, incentive, great. And what are you doing? I am trying to bring 600 Norwegians to Argentina.
Wow.
Okay. Give me your business card. I am fascinated about the things that you are telling to me. Maybe I'm going to move to Norway. Okay. After a while, I was a little tired about going to the work, then after that going to the university, and then going to rugby was too much. I said, okay, I need a change in my life. So I called this guy and say, hey, Arint, because his name is Arint and he's nowadays one of my best friends. Okay, Arint, do you have a job for me in Oslo? And I say, okay, sure, come to me. So I decided to move to Norway where I work with him. And that was the point or the moment that I thought, okay, I love this thing about creating crazy events and crazy things. So I spent 1 year in Europe working there. Then I moved to Ireland. And when I returned from Europe, I was 26 years old. So I decided to start just a tour operator with the idea about developing big events. After a while, this guy called me. And he said, okay, do you remember that event that I was planning? Okay, that was canceled a few years ago, but now I have that event in the next 2 years. Are you ready to develop with me a crazy event for 600 Norwegians? And that's the point where I start with my business. And of course, I say yes. And at the moment I say yes, I say, oh my God, what did I do? And say, 600 people. My biggest experience at that point was maybe 20, 60 people. And that was the day I say, okay, I think this business will change my life. And here I am.
Here you are. That's an incredible story. You know, isn't it interesting that sometimes somebody comes to you with a big idea or a big opportunity. And at the time, if they were to come that day, you wouldn't be prepared. But you say yes anyway, knowing that you've got some time to prepare. And then when it all came down, I'm sure it went flawlessly. How did it go?
It went amazing because, of course, that was like like starting in the very first league. You know, normally you start in business from small things up to big things. And for us, it was like, okay, we start. I remember that we only have one employee, and I was with my partner. We were only three. And then, okay, we need to make a bigger team. And all of my energies were for 2 years in that event. And the event was just amazing. 600 Norwegians, 15 buses. I remember, like, we almost bought out the Sheraton Hotel. Amazing things. So, yes, it was great. And from there, that was another step or another level of our company. And that when we really focus everything in creating unique events, and we understood that the industry is going to another way, in the way of really delivering unique moments.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to, you know, our time together in Argentina, you know, where I knew you and I had a common passion for creating just experiences for people is you took us to El Zanjón in the heart of Buenos Aires. And we went downstairs into the very, very dark part. You'd call it a basement. And this is this beautiful, this beautiful old building, and you can maybe explain it more, but really right off the bat, we went downstairs. It was dark. The lights came on and we had a tango, an original tango performance by two very good dancers that just happened down in this tunnel. All just out of the blue, all of a sudden it just was there, and they danced, and there was some just the music was going, and it drew me in to that part of the tango, you know, the culture of Buenos Aires and in Argentina. And then the lights went off and the lights came back on again and the dancers were gone. So Sergio, why is it so for you in creating experiences, what's become of your passion? What else have you done that you can speak of that has just had a ton of success for you in as you've been planning events?
For example, one of our top experiences was with that big group from Norwegians. I remember that the owner of the company, it is a big retail cloth company from Scandinavia, he was looking for passion in their company philosophy and their management team, about 600 store managers. So in Argentina, passion is football, soccer for you. But right. The event was in January. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
So in January, we don't have any football league. So for us, it was a challenge to mix football passion with these incentives attendees. So we had 1,000 supporters of Boca Juniors. Boca Juniors is the biggest soccer team from Argentina and one of the most important soccer teams from South America. I am not a Boca Juniors fan, okay? I want to make that clear. In Argentina, that is very important. Okay, I am Vélez Sarsfield. So we hired these guys, 1,000 crazy supporters. So the 600 Norwegians and Swedish guys, they were walking around El Caminito, that is a part in La Boca, in Buenos Aires. So at the end of the walk, there is a park. So the 1,000 supporters from Boca Juniors were there waiting with their drums, with their flags, and singing about Boca Juniors' colors. We mix them up with them. We walk up to the stadium. We rent the stadium. And the owner of the company gave them a speech about the passion that the Argentinians have for football, and that he wanted the same passion in their company philosophy. So for us, that was, as you call in your broadcast, the epic moment, because I think that it's a mix of everything, of elevation, of pride, of insight, and of connection with the local culture. And we were, and we are nowadays, the only that did something like this. And I think when I need to introduce Alchemy DMC, that is like my first letter of recommendation to say, okay, we did this crazy thing. And from here, this is a starting point to do whatever we would like to create together.
Oh, that is awesome. Yes, I mean, I can only imagine what those Norwegians thought as they came to the park and were faced with 1,000 Boca fans just screaming and beating their drums. That is so cool. So, Sergio, you have an amazing country with many different areas. The trip that you and I took together, we went down to Bariloche. And for anybody that doesn't know the area, Bariloche is just this beautiful area down in Patagonia where you have the Andes Mountains bordering with Chile. Huge mountains, snow-capped peaks, beautiful mountain lakes. It's like going to Germany or Alpine Utah or Colorado with just the most jagged, majestic peaks that you've ever seen. And one of the things that you put together for our group, we went out on kayaks. We left kind of early in the morning. We had breakfast at the hotel and we jumped in kayaks with a partner, and we were led and shown different things about the area and the lake. And we then came upon this one area of the lake that was very calm. And there was a wooden box floating on top of the water. And so our guide took us up by the box and was playing around with us a little bit and said, "Boy, I wonder what's in this box." And we opened up the box, and inside was some champagne with some glasses and some other treats for all of us to share right there on that beautiful lake. And then from there, we went ashore and had a beautiful picnic lunch where we just enjoyed each other's company. We talked, we learned more about culture, Argentine culture and food, and had a great laugh, great conversation. And from there, we took mountain bikes on a very easy ride back to the hotel. And you know, for me, I love experiences like that. What other things, Sergio, have you done in other areas of the country that have just been wow-inducing events?
Okay, so for example, for me, Bariloche, I think is one of the best destinations within Argentina for incentive event. Not only because the hotel Xiao Xiao is there, the Xiao Xiao hotel is there. That is a nice hotel in the middle of the mountains and the lakes. Also because of the outdoors activities that we can develop there. I think that my other top destination, I would say, that is Mendoza, that we can combine wine activities. Are you familiar with Malbec?
Yeah, Malbec. That's that's basically what runs in the veins of everybody in Argentina. It's the wine.
Great. Yes, Malbec is our most famous grape. It's of course red wine. So many groups are coming to Argentina just for the Malbec and of course the beef. So the idea is, okay, we blend our own wine, we create a nice stamp for every single bottle with the name of the person that create that special blend. So that is one of our favorite activities in the wineries. Then we have the Iguazu waterfalls. So imagine taking just a small boat, a solid boat, with a group, and just going under the falls. That's amazing. And that's only 1 hour and 50 minutes by plane from Buenos Aires. So that is also another thing that we love to include in our programs. Moreover, in the southernmost city of the world, that is called Ushuaia is a starting point for all of the cruises that go to Antarctica. But normally, we go with our groups there. We fish our own king crab. We call it Sentosa. It's a unique king crab that we only have it in Ushuaia. So we fish the king crab. We go to the port. We cook our own fish crab. And then we share that king crab with the local people with an amazing white wine from the north of the country that is called Torrontés, that is a sweet wine that we have it in Salta. And I think that is one also of my favorite activities in Argentina for very exclusive incentive groups.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah, Mendoza is an area that I didn't get to on our short trip. Definitely a reason to return. So on these events, you've created a special, people can create their own special blend of Malbec, and then you put their name on the label of the bottle.
Yes, we put not only the name, we also put the name of the company. So that's important. You say, yeah, Okay, this is the name of the winery, and this is a special wine from the company that is organizing the group or the event, and then personalized for every single person.
Yeah, and that's a gift that they take home, and they're going to be able to relive their experience when they get home. And that's a great way to help them remember their wonderful experience. That's cool. Well, amazing. Yeah, you and I had been talking over kind of email about that epic formula, and you mentioned it before, you know, being able to create moments of elevation, pride, insight, connection. I think that it, you know, Argentina hits on that in so many ways. You mentioned the event with Boca Juniors and pulling in the soccer element and having the group from Norway experience life in Buenos Aires as Boca fans. And as you mentioned, you know, that was a perfect way to elevate the experience. You know, I think that you found an amazing way to inject pride, you know, to because these Boca Junior fans are very proud of their team. And that was a great way to showcase pride in an event and make them feel that Argentine pride for their team, insight, you know, and connection. It's so fun to create these events so that people can have these connections with each other, both their spouses or significant others that they bring on these trips, or with their coworkers. So that's amazing. Sergio, it sounds like you're on a mission. It sounds like you're on a mission to create memories and experiences. Tell me more about that. Like, how have you gotten to this point where you are now so passionate about creating these experiences?
I think that if I should speak about my mission, I think mainly it's about position Argentina, my country, the country that I love, and that the Argentinians were very passionate about our country, to get Argentina as a leading destination within the tourism industry. We really want to elevate Argentina in the world, and I think that we are on the way. And the way to do that is about creating new things and elevating every day the services and the experiences that we can create. So I think that's my mission. That is why we work very hard, and we are all the time thinking, like the thing that you mentioned about the box, like having a surprise and a connection with the nature in the middle of the lakes in Patagonia, and having a letter, not in your case, but maybe from another group, to say, okay, this is a letter, it's an award from a special maybe manager that he was working very hard, and then we connect that with the nature in Argentina, in Patagonia, to say, okay, this is the way that we connect Argentina with your homeland. So I think that that's the mission, not only for me, I think that with many professionals that we are working very hard in the industry to have Argentina in the map, of the travel business and in the MICE business.
That's a great mission. Argentina is just such an incredible country. And like I said at the beginning, you know, part of my personal mission is to just bring the awareness to people of different destinations and locations. You know, my clients, our clients do a lot of warm weather, you know, beach type destinations. I mean, I'm actually here in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico right now, just speaking from my hotel room, like I said, and it's a great destination. It's wonderful. Mexico is wonderful. But for many of our clients, and I think for many, at least Americans, they're not thinking yet about Argentina. And so I want to join you on that mission and bringing more people down to experience the culture and the food and everything that Argentina has to offer. So Sergio, if we were sitting here with one of my clients or anybody that needed to be convinced about Argentina and why to do an incentive with Alchemy DMC and to your country, if you only had 2 minutes to explain to that person why it's a good choice, what would you say?
I would say that, first of all, you are going to visit a country that where you can find mostly everything from a cosmopolitan city like Buenos Aires, where we have our tango, that is our traditional dance, where we have amazing food, so we can combine with foodies. Then we can travel around the country and experience from jungle and the waterfalls, and then the same water in a frozen state, but in the south of Argentina in glaciers. From there we can go and we can check the natives that they live in the north of Argentina, in Salta. From there we can go and to experience the natural wild reserve in the sea, where we have the penguins, the whales, and from there we can go to have an amazing wine in Mendoza, and from there we can go and we can have at the end of the world an amazing king crab. So I think that the key point of this is variety, a variety of things waiting to happen. As we say, magic waiting to happen in an environment of creativity, friendship, and mainly hospitality.
I love it. I love it. Well, we need to kind of wind down our time together. And again, I thank you for joining me. But so, Sergio, if you're talking to an American client that has never been to Argentina, what would you say is a sample program that has worked really well for American groups coming down, experiencing Argentina the first time? What is the correct balance of maybe city time in Buenos Aires? Is it then to Bariloche? Is it over to Iguazu Falls or Mendoza? What have you found is the best maybe sample program for a group to try out Argentina for the first time?
I think that it depends of the available days that we may have. Normally, we host groups that they stay in Argentina almost 6 days, 5 nights. So we always start with Buenos Aires. Most of the flights coming from the U.S., they arrive early in the morning between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. So it's an overnight flight, which is very convenient. So we have many airlines flying directly from Miami, from New York City, from Dallas, from a new flight from L.A. now, for example. So they arrive to Buenos Aires. We have a welcome lunch in the best steakhouse of Buenos Aires. We have a city tour introduction. Then we do check-in at the hotels. Buenos Aires offers amazing hotels, five-star hotels like the Four Seasons, like the Park Hyatt, the traditional Alvear. We have the Faena Hotel. Normally, we love to do the welcome reception with a mix of tango at the hotel. The following day, we go and we experience the city. Then we have a proper tango show. And then the following day, the third day, we go up to the falls. Or my recommendation is always to go to Patagonia. I love Patagonia if the group is not into the wine, okay? If they're mainly into the activities, outdoors, and scenery, which is between Chao Chao, Bariloche, or the glaciers. We spend 2 nights down in Patagonia. We come back to Buenos Aires. We love to do the farewell event in a ranch where we share the traditional culture of the gauchos. The gauchos are our local farmers. So we go to their place. We have the traditional way to do barbecues, the asados. We dance the folklore. The folklore is our folk shows and dance. That is the other traditional dance that we have in Argentina. we have the tango in the city, and then we have the folk, the folklore in the Pampas. The Pampas is the playing field where we produce our famous beef. And I think that's the best way to finalize an event in Argentina. And the following day, we are ready to go back with tons of memories about the great things that they have experienced in our country. So average length of a program is about 6 days, five nights. That's the average. I would say groups between maybe 40 people up to 600 people, like these crazy Norwegians that we host a few years ago. Argentina is in Argentina to charter planes. We have many. We have nowadays new airlines that are flying domestically. So the offer of commercial flight or even charter planes is good now. So if you are thinking to come with a big group, it's not a problem at all to fly with 300 people in two charter planes to Bariloche, to the falls. So I think that Argentina is well prepared in terms of hotels and also connection.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, I got one last question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you consider adopting me as your brother?
It depends on the level of your Spanish.
Well, unfortunately, my Spanish is a little bit more like Portuguese, but it's changing. It's changing more and more as I spend more time in places like Mexico and Costa Rica, and hopefully more in the future in Argentina. Of course, the Spanish in Argentina is just so. It's like the tango. It has an Italian staccato to it that is just so beautiful. And it's so fun. Well, anyway, Sergio, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining me. For those that are listening, if Argentina has not been on your short list as a destination for a future incentive travel event, it needs to be considered. We need to get outside the box of the typical locations for many incentive travel destinations. It can totally be done. So many of us have concerns about the length of our programs. For those of us in America, it really can be done on a five-night, six-day program down to Argentina to see the culture, to experience the food, and have just incredible wow-inducing experiences. And it needs to be on your list. I'm telling you, it's just an amazing, amazing place with so much opportunity. And Sergio, thank you so much. For those that are listening, Destinations would love to help you out on a trip to Argentina. But at least call my friend Sergio Pizzagalli with Alchemy DMC. He knows his stuff. He is the very best destination management company in Argentina. And I can't help but just give him the most glowing, highest recommendation possible. So Sergio, thank you again. Any parting words that you'd like to share before we end our call?
Thank you very much, Keith, for your time. For all of the friends that are listening to me, you can find the videos about the Scandinavian project from the Boca Juniors supporters in our media section. And then I will be in IMEX Frankfurt. I will be in IMEX Vegas. So hopefully, Kip, I will see you there.
Awesome. Yes, check them out. It's alchemydmc.com. And again, Sergio, thank you. Say hello to everybody on your team. Give them all warm hugs from us at Destinations.
Okay, Kip. Thank you very much. And we will definitely keep in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye.